Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsister.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen! Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Greetings, one and all. This is not the Tubi Tuesday podcast. I'm God. I haven't been on the podcast in a while. You're all welcome. I invented this podcast because I admitted everything. And we just wanted you to know that the scheduled Tubi Tuesday podcast that was supposed to be on this week is not here. It's not happening for whatever reason. So this is whatever Match and Bede decide to do may have... my mercy on us all.
Well, thanks, God. he believes in his bead.
This isn't a regular Tubi Tuesdays episode. And of course, for all our listeners out there, I am Bede the Terrible Aussie. And this, of course, is the professor of all things science, Professor Batch.
Listen up, you son of a bitch!
Well, you can't acknowledge me because this is not a Tubi Tuesday, so...
Well, yeah, exactly. So this is we'll say this is kind of a bonus episode or something like that. The Not Tubi Tuesdays podcast bonus episode. So because it is just us two this week because both Marcy and Colin are out this week due to the Halloween sickness, I might add, which
Wait, Colin's here.
Like, I want big kitty goth girls with anal, and then you're done. And it's...
There you go. That's your calling moment.
Exactly. And you know what, Batch? You're absolutely right. Actually, Marcy is here too. Here she is.
It's the post-apocalypse, dickhead.
Okay, so they are here in spirit.
Yes. If we're at champions, they're in the sick bay of champions.
Exactly. So if you hear vomiting and stuff like that, up on which floor is the medical bay in Champions?
It's gotten bigger again. They put another 3 floors on this building. So I think it's on the 27th floor now.
They're
27th
really?
On the top floor. Yeah, Craven's quite annoyed that he used to have the penthouse, but then they put 3 more floors on. So now he's got like 3 more flares of bullshit over his office.
Indeed. So Marcy and
still it's the skeleton. He's basically you could look right down into Craven's office.
I find that a little bit disturbing, to be honest.
Well, we all know what happens in Craven's office, so.
Well, yeah, exactly, which makes it even more disturbing. But anyways, though, in this, I guess, bonus episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast / not the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
It's not the Tubi Tuesdays. This is not the Tubi Tuesday podcast. Which may have just become a new thing.
It could be.
As part of the Tubi cinematic universe, whenever we want to do something that may be Tubi Tuesday, but is not definitely the Tubi Tuesday podcast.
Exactly. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. But so we had a chat about what we're going to do for this, I guess, very first one. And tell our listeners what we have up our sleeves for this episode.
Well, we're supposed to be starting Spooky Month.
Yes.
But somebody had a little problem with me saying The Raid was a horror movie.
Well, you know, Batch, I like to keep tradition on this show, but if you still want to go with The Raid, you can.
Hey, these people aren't getting their cleaning deposits back. That's horrifying.
I mean, that is also true. And also, they're having, like, a mixture of gangsters and cops messing up people's apartments and all that. So I can definitely see the horror.
They are never getting their DoorDash orders now. These are jokes you're going to hear in, like, the next time I get to pick. So... bookmark those. You heard it here first.
Exactly. But so to make up for the lack of right.
To make up for that, yes. We are going to be watching a episode of Hilarious House of Frightenstein. One of my favorite things that's Halloween themed. I think as a Canadian, as a proud Canadian from my youth. Bean, have you watched an episode full of Frightenstein before?
Actually, no. I know of the show, but I've never seen a single episode. So I am pretty excited about this.
Even knowing this is going to bring back the return of Vanilla Price.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about. Who is this Vanilla Price guy? Because I know there was a timeline shift.
That was the timeline? Vanilla Price doesn't exist in this timeline yet.
Yeah, I think it's just regular Vincent Price who exists in this timeline.
KFAB, I think we need to bring back the long-term storytelling. It's kind of killing the show not with having it.
Okay. We'll work it into this one. KFAB. Anyways. So we are watching The Hilarious House of Frightenstein, which is on Tubi.
But this is not a Tubi Tuesday podcast.
Exactly. So you're able to watch this episode, show everywhere all over the world if Tubi is playing in your part of the world. And Batch, which episode are we starting off with
for 100. This one? Right to the end.
100? As we should, because we don't start at the beginning of a TV show. We start at the very end. So... we'll get straight to it, and what you need to do, everyone, is look up The Hilarious House of Frightenstein, episode 100, if it is on your Tubi in your part of the world. But being that Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so if an ad does pop up during the course of this movie, Batch will play this sound effect.
No boobs. No boobs.
I know I played it before, but damn it, this is still one of my most favorite sounders of all time. Like my face, Bean. No boobs. No boobs.
No boobs. No boobs. But, no boobs. Once the ads are finished, Batch will play the sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way we stay in.
No, we're not allowed to say timestamp. Timestamp is coded. It's code for something we're not allowed to say on this podcast.
Okay. Oh yes, good point. So whatever, but we'll make sure to give you all the exact running time, so that way
I may have just found a loophole for timestamp.
Oh jeez.
Keep going.
Indeed. So if you're not interested in watching The Hilarious House, first of all,
dare you, sir.
But I still reckon this will be a fun regardless on its own. So the prices shenanigans in.
Let me get to episode 100 first. And every episode is basically the same episode.
Promise it. Alrighty, let's do this. Episode down in 4, 3, 2.
Oh shit.
Frightenstein.
Deep into my eyes. It's really gonna rattle your bones.
Wow. Isn't that cute?
The hilarious House of Frightenstein, next at the drive-in.
Once again, we don't edit shit on this show.
Oh, do we? Because this is not the truth in the podcast. You better fucking...
Hello there, children.
Hello, Stein. Now to find him frightened to make his...
You know the opening song of this movie.
Don't frighten Stein.
Actually, I make look at all those lightning effects. Exactly. We can get some and
that's the count.
I think one.
Yes, the show. Yes.
Oh, really? Look at me.
Pete, how many subscribers for that outfit?
Gory, gory, turns away, yeah. Your arrows and bits will always maim, yeah. The murky moon will like to claim, yeah.
So good.
He was not. He not a very good. He has not a very good singing voice compared to me. Oh.
Cat is baller, man. That's I love right. His fucking. He wears Converse high tops with the Dracula outfit.
He does. I mean, that is a pretty smooth outfit, and also the cape is pretty cool.
So every episode of Frankenstein kind of goes like this. They do the intro. They do the singing.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes some of the other bits are kind of randomly put in through various episodes, but
yeah. And it managed to go for 100 episodes.
Yes. And they banged those out in like 3 weeks. And Vincent Price was there the whole time.
Oh, nice.
There's a very famous story of how Vincent Price went to the beer store here in Canada and bought the entire crew a case of beer. Because they were working so hard.
Oh. See, that's when you know Vincent Price is a legend. Yes. And also, too, I would imagine he would be, like, fully committed. Not funny. But Sany Zoo is quite the place to see on Christmas Day. Oh my gosh, Vincent Price has Annabelle!
Yeah, because Vincent Price would do all the monologues in the in-between bits for all the different characters.
Yes.
So they would just give him a series of monologues and he would like bang them all out. A present that
they know is coming. Give it like 110% for every time.
40 an obscure Canadian TV show in the 70s.
Yeah. Oh, we have a. Oh my gosh, are we in the Savage Lands?
Yeah, this is the Savage Land.
Wow, it's actually a lot more small than I expected. Yeah. After what Craven's been saying about it.
Well, like 70% of the Savage Land is grow up, so.
Well, that is true. Hello, everyone. I'm not Wilford Brimley.
No.
Not the same time.
Diabetes.
There's a certain point in the episodes, because they filmed them back to back to back to back. The sound guys and the crew starts fucking with Billy Van. And Blake sounds at various times.
Amazing.
He's trying to break the crew, because this is Billy Van as well. So.
Oh, okay. So how many characters does he actually play throughout the whole series?
I think 9 or 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And look, they had to like shoot all this very quickly too.
Yeah.
Although I'm pretty sure he's channeling Nigel with this character.
I've gotten some ideas for Nigel. It's been waiting about it.
Oh, well. Well, it's nice to see you again, Nigel. It has been a little while since you've been on the show.
Well, I was it's Australia. Robot on the other timeline. Yep.
Well, that is true. That is true.
Doesn't he? Does he not have a authentic Australian accent?
Kind of.
He's a little Michael Caine as well.
Hello there. It's Michael Caine, and I'm also wearing this really cool hat in the Savage Land.
I feel like he's kind of trying to mix like four different accents all at once with that voice. Oh, it's a kookaburra. And sadly, that kookaburra is probably dead now because this was the 70s.
Did you know they have kookaburras in Australia, Bean?
I did not know this, and I live in Australia.
Is it?
Not kookaburra.
The show is supposed to be educational.
Yes. I like how he just pronounces it as kookaburra. I mean, you say it's a beautiful bird until it starts going, and it's loud as fuck.
Master Bruce, it's my idea that one day I'll come downstairs and do this Italian restaurant and you won't be there.
Now that kookaburra is the largest member of the Kookaburra. That's gonna live right by my head there. Kookaburra.
You know what we should do? We just do a Fright and Dislike podcast, but we'll just do random episodes, but not in order. So you'll do 100 episodes, but they're just in random order. Because each episode is self-contained.
Yeah, I mean, that's so really kind of a good idea, actually. I have to kind of like next time if we do one of these, we've got to get Marcy and Colin onto it because I need to see their reactions to all of this.
Yes. Well, right away to the one Maharaja character, Colin, go, that's racist. Oh, yes. My favorite, the gorilla bit. The gorilla bit is the same in every episode.
Harambe Jones.
It's Harambe Jones gets hit with a ping pong ball. Then he falls over.
Then he dies.
Yep. Oh, my gosh, they killed the gorilla. You bastards.
Hello, random old dude.
Ah, scared me.
Hey, do you want some bananas? These bananas are scary.
Oh, shit, it's the professor. I need to get high for this. I'm too sober to watch the professor bits. It's the most dry, boring part of the show. I'll just do this CBD stuff. So time for Batch is smoking some cheap weed because he's actually out. So it's whatever I found in the stash box.
And the stash box is behind in the back of your drawer or somewhere.
Yes. So this is Julius Sumner, who's a real actually scientist. That used to teach at York University in Canada. So okay. They said, here, go tell these kids about science.
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 The looks of him, I think he's just had enough of these
I
kids.
I just did science. Combustion.
Here is an enormous block of wood that weighs about 80 pounds.
Okay.
We're going to put this block of wood on top of these paper cups.
Gently on those paper cups, and they support it.
Holy shit, that's science.
It is science. Oh!
And this sharpened iron wedge, I can drive...
He's not messing around.
He knows science. He is a scientist. As a professor of science, I can recognize another scientist.
Matt, I think you need to do this type of science in future episodes of the show.
Yes. I got this axe. I'm going to cut my table in half with it. Then I'm going to set it on fire. What scientific principles is this? Besides that fact that I would need a new desk. I warn you, don't try it. Don't try it, Bede.
I'm trying not to do it, Batch. I'm trying not to do it. But also, too, okay. He has the face of someone who's like, now, I have been trying to teach you kids for 100 episodes, and you're still not learning anything, and that is why my hair looks like this.
And I would allow two students whose trustworthy was established to gently pick up that block and put it on my chest.
Oh. I don't like where this is going.
What does Newton's first law say? The body is moving, it wants to keep going. And then I would let them, with a heavy
we don't kick shape.
Drive that
exactly. We don't kick shape on this show. If that's what he enjoys, then go for it.
He likes
proof abundant that the inertia of this block is so great.
Listen, that's not to be moved. Listen, Professor, you're such a weirdo.
Imagination that is my chest. And I am driving the wedge.
And this is how I murdered my ex-wife. Allegedly. For science.
Allegedly. Science, yes. If it was for science, it's not bad.
No. I can always get a new wife. That's what happened to my wife.
And 10 paper cups died that day.
This was the original TED Talk.
Indeed. It's a child count. Oh my gosh. To quote Colin, that's racist.
That's racist. That's... So we got another bit with the count and Igor.
Yes. Oh my gosh, there's a whole bunch of rotary phones.
Yes, the count does love his rotary phones.
He and Louise will get on like a house on fire.
Hello, Louise.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise. Did somebody say rotary phones?
Louise, you don't have to, this is not the 2B Tuesday podcast. You don't have to call in. You can actually come in.
Oh, I can.
Okay.
I did not know this. Okay, hold on, honey. I'll get off the phone and come to the studio. Give me 1 second.
Yes. That's a B joke.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise. Did somebody say rotary phones?
Yeah, Louise, you're still death metal, Louise, for like October. Is a Halloween thing you're sticking with?
Oh, honey, yes. I mean, that's the important thing, honey. If I'm going to be like Death Metal Louise, I gotta have my look ready to go. Hold on, I just got to put on my makeup on.
Okay. Your corpse it's makeup, your black and white makeup? Okay.
Yes. I am now the Halloween spirit, honey.
Okay. What do you think about that rotary phone in the background?
Those rotary phones look fantastic, but they need to be more goth and more heavy metal. They need tattoos all over them, and also have bands like Pantera and Fear Factory on them.
Okay.
Oh, this Dracula is so cute. I may be heavy metal, but I can still see things being cute.
Well, there's that hunky Vincent Price. What do you think of him, Louise?
Oh, honey, honey, sweetie, sweetie, sweetheart. Match. Professor of Science, sweetheart. Oh, he's such a honey bunch. I think Vincent Price is such a honey man. And I think you guys need to introduce me to
Louise,
the
Louise, I need that without the voice mod, Louise.
Hold on, give me one sec. I'll take my makeup off.
Oh, take your makeup off. Oh, now it's time for the library. It's time for something really scary. This is the scariest part of the episode, Louise.
Oh, are they going to be reading books about how pumpkin pie is bad for you? Because I don't like that, honey.
I think he's going to.
Oh, I don't like this, honey.
The librarian tries to, like, terrify you with his stories.
Oh, honey. Oh, if I want to be terrified, I only have to, like, go... I only have to read, like, really bad pumpkin pie recipes. Oh, those are terrifying. But anyways, though, I also think you all need to introduce me to that hunky Vincent Price, because, oh, honey...
What about Igor?
I think he
looks like. I think he would get along with Igor.
Oh, Igor's pretty hot too, honey. I mean, he looks even better than Kraven.
Yeah. He looks like you can just punch him, and you can just take it.
Oh, I could do it, honey. Because you know what? I have ghost lovers, but I need more human lovers again.
Okay. Well
or even almost dead lawyer. Lovers.
I'm sure you can get Bob, a serious lawyer. Show me first, John
Penny. Oh, I bet I can, honey. You bet I can. Oh, this is all getting me hot and bothered. So I'm going to get going
Your makeup's running. That's how hot you are.
Oh, yes, honey. So I better get going so I can jam out to some more Slayer, and I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Someone tells me that Death Metal Louise doesn't know any real death metal bands.
Oh, yeah, well, I would be surprised, Batch. I would be surprised.
She wandered her way into... here's what happened. She wandered her way into a Hot Topic one day because it looked interesting. And next thing you know, like they just dolled her all full of makeup.
Exactly.
She thought it was a salon.
She just went in there to go meet some new guys. That's what she went in there for. He went to rise and came out with the goth makeup. She threw him down upon the ground and made the people laugh. Once Simon had a great snowball. Now, let me tell you the story about what happened in the previous timeline of To Be Tuesday's podcast.
Let me tell you the story of Louise's wedding to Toby the Pervy Ghost. And the tragedy that happened.
Yes. Now that was a scary story.
Let me tell you about the story that they watched Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. Frightening.
And then next week I'm going to tell the story about when the gang watched Ghost Cart do it.
Oh, the Bad Batch. That was a terrifying time. I was so terrified. Batch left halfway through his own episode because his computer died.
Yes, Your computer died. And also next week, we will also hear the tale of the most horrible Mr. Jingles.
Oh, here comes Harambe Jones again. Oh
my gosh, what racism.
This isn't racist.
Well, he just hoping not to get hit by a ping.
So all these people.
He's just hoping not to be hit by a ping pong ball again. And nope. Yes.
So the cat was always trying to get his Frankenstein Brucey to live, but he never would.
So basically, after 100 episodes, his Frankenstein monster has not even like become.
No.
Come alive.
No.
Wow. I think Count needs to like find something else to do because clearly this is not working out for him.
Well, he's not a very good inventor. He says he's this master inventor, but his inventions never work out.
Well, that is true. And we do know that on some of the characters of this show because they're like that as well.
Yes, most characters don't work on this podcast. Well, not this podcast, because this is not the 2B Tuesday. That other podcast called 2B Tuesdays.
Yes. And also for some Fridays in some extent as well.
Yes, whenever that's a thing.
Well, so is this like an actual level in Champions?
What, the labs? Well, there was always speculated that there was cloning tanks somewhere in Champions. But we abandoned that storyline.
Interesting. We can still bring it up in passing.
Yes.
Leave me alone. I'm trying to sleep.
Fuck off. Hello,
Master. Did you hurt your hand? No wonder he can't move. He's probably just a puppet. Oh no, I got the carpal tunnel syndrome hand. Oh, as a result of intensive experimenting, I have succeeded in discovering. I get over this dude's eyebrows. They're like literally bigger than his mustache. I think I am
flipping my beanie. Oh!
My beanie. Oh,
he's flipping his bean?
Yes. I'm a little disturbed. This show is going to places I was not expecting. And also, let me take your blood. Ah, oh, oh, oh. Why, no wonder Brucey doesn't work.
He's down the court. And that's the end of the bit.
Oh my gosh, it's Gorgo. Hello, I'm back again. I'm about to go on safari into the Savage Lands.
No, this is Dr. Petvet. Never seen before. It
seemed to be a hairy ape. Dr. Petvet? Love it.
Yes, Dr. Petvet brings pets for Eagle to look at.
See the animals.
Because, again, this is a kid's show. This is supposed to be educational.
It said I'm yes. Stuck
instead of old stories like
these pets from the Savage Lands.
Yes, this is a velociraptor. It'll rip your face off.
And also that pterodactyl that can cure cancer. It's the saddest trombone ever.
See what animal that he's brought in this time.
Yes. Just a minute, I'll be right there. What did you bring me, Doctor?
Donkey. Donkey.
Donkey.
Come on, donkey.
Now, this donkey is good because he's going to make us waffles. You can't. You're a stupid idiot.
We're going to give this hot donkey some crystal meth. Then we're going to bring him over to the science guy and see what happens. I want to tell you something about this little miniature dog. Now, the
origin is Sicily, you see. Sicily. Where they come from? That's near Italy. This is a cocaine donkey. And it's not unlike the regular characteristics. I mean, with the exception of it being short, its ears are long, as you can see. Yes. And the long hair.
I just want to know when they got a donkey. That is sizes.
They're going to eat that donkey later.
They're going to do something to that donkey.
Mm. So we've had donkeys. We had kookaburras.
We don't do that in Canada. That's Mexico. We don't do that in Canada. We don't mistreat our donkeys in Canada.
Yes. No donkey shows here. No unless it's shows. In New Jersey. Unless it's a Kevin Smith film.
No. So Billy Van played the librarian. He plays Dr. Petbed as well. And it's also
used for grazing lawns. Nice.
You know what that means? Eating up the grass instead right. of a lawnmower. That's exactly
right. It's like a built-in lawnmower. Yes, why get a lawnmower when you can get a donkey to eat the grass? Hey, or smoke grass. Area, so it shouldn't be in a confined area, you see. It needs room to walk around because it's quite a large animal. My favorite thing about any show that brings live animals on is basically just waiting for the animal to, like,
attack.
Go crazy. Yes. It's, and the animal's like, fuck these people on this show. I swear Igor's belt is, like, above his belly button. That's how high-waisted it is.
It's his championship belt.
Yep.
Like that.
Oh, harder, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it would be sore. But you know,
did you know that the... It is the saw, yes. ...sure-footed than the horse? That's right. It's able to go through little mountain passes and everything. That's why the prospectors always use them.
Yeah, they take them up the mountain.
Sure, and it's naturally in the horse family, you see? Oh. Now, if you were to...
Ooh, did somebody say donkey show? Hello, everybody. Boo.
Nobody said donkey show.
That's what I heard donkey shows. That's why.
One-star Google reviews for donkey shows.
I may have to look these up. Actually, looking at them, they're a little too disturbing to read on this podcast this week, so I may have to let that buy yes. match.
Donkey shows are horrifying yes. normally. Like, what would a bad donkey show be?
Well, having been to a bad donkey show once,
so this is always the bit like whatever Dr. Petvet go ahead.
I was going to say I've been to a bad donkey show once and it was pretty hot.
Oh, so every time that Dr. Petvet brings an animal, he asks Igor asks Dr. Sloth or Mr. Sloth if he can keep him, and Mr. Sloth says no. I don't know why he needs Mr. Sloth's permission to have an animal or not.
Oh, Mr. Sloth is an asshole. I may have to go over there and ectoplasm all over.
Yes, Mr. Sloth is a bit of an asshole.
Yes, so give me one second. Creepy. Hey, Mr. Sloth, take this.
Yeah, this is racist. You can't do this anymore.
There is a lot of things in this show. I am disturbed. Oh, yeah, as a ghost, I'm terrified by this. So I better get going. That's so I'll see you later. Bye.
And anyway, I'm back, and this is my latest hat.
Oh. Have you seen many hats? I'm Brinson Price. They paid me a Canadian like tire money to do these monologues.
Yes. I think this is like the fifth hat he's worn so far in this episode. And I got paid a lot of money to be on this Canadian production.
I could buy a skidoo.
No, so go check out my cooking book. So you had that sad trombone.
Oh, that's okay. Racist.
So much racism.
What about that outfit, Bede?
Oh, well, that's at least, I'll say 15 subscribers,
it's not
but
racist,
two more.
It's a beloved children's show.
Well, I'll put in two more subscribers
the
just for the
beloved children's
hat.
Show, Bede.
Yes, so that's why I'll excuse it. I do want that, though. My birthday is coming up in like 2 months, so if somebody wants to get me that hat.
Yeah.
Hey, let's watch
now
a movie
learn,
on
now
Tubi.
Learn about the Zodiac.
Ooh. Now, children, let me tell you about the Zodiac Killer.
Aquarians are truly unselfish people. They are concerned over the well-being of friends, and they have a great deal of love for animals and nature. Now, your horoscope for today. You know, I have a great deal of love for animals and snakes and everything.
I ate them.
Oh, I've done it again.
I sent them to Igor, and then I just tell him, nah, you can't have one, mate, sorry.
And some fucking with the sound effects. I love that the crystal ball says out of order.
Sorry, the crystal ball's not working today. Come back on Monday.
Yeah.
Engage some friends in a game of competition. Perhaps a three-legged racer or snakes and ladders or something. Get out
and yeah.
That's touch grass.
Touch grass, yes.
Get off social media.
Yes. Also, I think Colin needs that hat too.
Yes.
I think I looked like Craven after being married to Louise for a few months.
That's any guy after being married to Louise for a few months.
Yes.
That's a heavy number too. Well, it is a custom that goes back many hundreds of years. The Jewish people started it off by burning candles beside a dead man so that he would have some light in the tomb when he became a ghost. Now, this practice adopted by the Christians. The candles burning beside a dying man are said to keep away demons. Demons are creatures of the darkness, as we all well know. Is that not the truth?
Oh, did somebody say ghost? Hello, it's me, Tamario, ghost lady.
Hey, what's up, Tamario?
I put it up here because I thought I heard that this racist caricature say that I was a ghost.
He can't be racist, that's how he sounds.
I mean, as someone who kind of is as well, I know.
Yeah, he's here to be a Nigel character, don't you?
And that is a racist to all British people. And look at that tall. Oh, it's the Mothman.
That is a mosquito.
I thought it was Colin's bed bugs. No, it's my ex-wife.
Here comes Griselda.
Griselda baked a pie last night.
Who's the worst, used to be who's the worst chef, Griselda. Griselda or Louise?
Oh, as an Italian ghost with who knows how to cook, I'm going to have to say, unfortunately, Louise. That's why I have to do all the cooking.
Yeah, you two, how are you two getting along still?
Things are going to good. I've been trying to teach Louise how to do some cooking, so that way she knows how to make her a pasta sauce. So give her a few more weeks and she'll be able to do this.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. But anyways, don't worry, it was made out of pasta,
Marcy.
So you could have a free dinner tonight. That's racist towards Marcy.
What kind of witch am I? That never
I got to get out of here before Marcy hears this and gets in trouble. I'll see you all later. Bye. Who believes?
Pete said it wasn't me.
Throw me under the bus.
That's what we do on this podcast.
I think this looks like Sherry Lulu if she didn't die.
Halfway through the show, like the series of episodes, Billy Van just changes the voice of Griselda.
Well, I would imagine, if you're playing like Ted.
It starts off as a lot deeper and it gets more shrill, like when it gets to the end.
Well, that's the thing. I would imagine if you're playing this many characters on a TV show, trying to have consistent voices for all of them would be a challenge.
It must be wrong. Careful and follow.
Griselda taught me how to cook growing up.
As she damn well should. Now, I hope you're going to be making something like this for Mrs. Batch tonight, Batch.
Well, this is how she cooks too. Sorry. Kayfabe.
Kayfabe.
I love how whenever Griselda makes anything, it just starts putting random bullshit in a bowl.
This is how you make like soup Polly during winter. Just like throw a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah. Oh, it's an actual bird.
Yeah, that's Polly.
Now we're gonna put all this into the pot.
That's some ectoplasm. We also got body parts from Brock Connors and a few other items.
You can put some of Tamario's ectoplasm in too.
Now we baste the fish very gently. Also, Craven's Christmas album.
Then now, yeah. We are ready
to proceed. And one of Uncle Vikram's good deals.
Yes.
You stir it all up in the pot and you get something delicious.
Yeah. Yep. You know how the bit goes. Acers.
Yes. Know all and see all.
That needs a bit more seasoning.
I don't know who's drunker, Griselda or Louise.
Oh, I think Griselda is probably giving Louise a run for her money at the moment.
Yeah. Now we get another bit with the count.
Ricky Dick! Yes. Igor, come here. Coming, master. Well, I swear, Count's makeup is like changing color from scene to scene.
Well, yeah, they just randomly film all this shit, so it's just whatever they decide to edit all the bits together.
Well, I suppose, yeah. I mean, if you've got a show that sort of reliance on segments for each episode, you could just like mix and match and just edit different ones together. Yes. So you don't have to worry about consistency. Master.
Oh, God damn it, Bede.
Well, they're a master.
What's in the mail today? Yes, I'm big as
We got out of order from Wild Secrets.
Yes.
You can get four butt plugs. You can get four butt plugs for $49.95.
Four butt plugs, that's a good deal.
And you can get 15% off using the code from Wild Secrets. Count. Count. I have your love, child.
They're not all against me. But master, it's in your handwriting.
The wolf man.
Oh! Superman.
5, 4, 3, 2, Ooga Booga, we'll be back.
The new Superman the next Superman movie's gone into weird directions.
Yes. Rotary phones!
Rotary phones! Oh my gosh, there's about at least five, so Louise is going to call on every single one of them.
I don't know why the count needs so many phones.
So he can talk to Louise on all five at the same time. Yeah, so that's right. My makeup was a little more greener in the previous segment. And he's got the weirdest bolo cut, bowl cut, too.
I'm invested in this bit.
Yes.
Well, if you're going to be that way about it. Hey, kid, you better not get sick because you're not insured.
So many phone calls, it's almost like an episode of Tubi Tuesday.
Kind of is. It's all, this whole episode of this show is more random than a regular episode of Tubi Tuesdays. Hello, honey, it's me, Louise. How are you?
Oh, hello, Louise.
Oh, honey, I need you to come down and give me some Cocoa Puffs. Oh, sorry, I meant Count Chocolates. Louise, you're drunk. You're getting your cereals wrong. Shut up, honey. Been waiting for 40 minutes for my Uber Eats order.
I'm sorry, but the number you have reached is no longer in service. Please try again. And what did you do, Igor?
I tried again.
Dialed again. How many times? 473 times, Master. Igor, why would you phone 400?
Yeah. All right. Enough of this bullshit.
Why do we even have this many rotary phones, Igor? Let's throw at least a few of them out. The Love Guru.
On top of the Wolfman bit, which they cut off the show because of movie rights.
Oh.
And once again, Billy Van. The makeup on the show was really good for considering the 70s and the budget that they had.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine this would have been in like a very cheap production.
Is not Billy Van's voice. They redubbed his voice because they couldn't separate the music from the voice.
Oh, okay.
This is what happened on the re-releases of the DVDs.
No
Ooh.
Igor, huh? Oh, that's too much. Hey, listen, while you're at it, can you send me up a ham on rye? Yeah, I dig it. I'm...
And also the next couple new items for Wild Secrets.
And here is yes.
Yesterday's good news today. In Transylvania, good news. In America, good
news. Hey, Igor, I got to wear this hat.
Change the channel. There's some bad news coming up.
Ah. What the fuck is this bit?
Mary, this is all like the... So random. To quote Marcy, what is going on?
Oh, God.
I said we have no children.
No.
They made him do that for 2 hours.
And they just cut it all up and just put it into like 20 other episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Superman again. Down and away.
Out of sight. What were you doing?
I haven't seen so many randomness in something probably since a Family Guy episode.
We will return momentarily.
I feel like I'm going to have to need to like get a plot summary for this episode just to understand what's going on.
Yes, exactly. Oh, it's over now. There's no
oh, yes,
one
it
left
is time.
But me and him. When next we come and get real stoned, don't come alone. That's how they end the show every week.
Oh, oh, nice.
That's it. That's the hilarious House of Frightenstein.
Yeah.
Now you didn't
wow,
get some of the bits.
Experience.
You didn't get you didn't get the Grammar Slammer, and you didn't get a couple other ones, but you got the gist of it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, well, that was an experience. Yes, 1971, that was an experience. And also, too, I think at some point, Marcy and Colin are going to have to experience this show as well.
Yes, we may have to do another episode on this with Colin and Marcy.
Yes, for sure. But, yeah. Podcast
or this is not To Be Tuesday podcast
of the show. This is not To Be Tuesday's podcast.
Yes,
of episode 100 of the hilarious House of Frightenstein. Mm. That was a fun episode, and we'll wrap up the episode today. Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Well, I got back here again because Craven was supposed to show up, but he missed his mark.
Did you guys do Frankenstein without me? I love that show. You didn't wait. Nobody told me. Oh, man. You guys suck.
I mean, Craven, I sent you a fax at the start of the episode. Sorry, I was hanging out with Batch all episode, so.
You two losers.
Hey, we sent you a fax. It's not our fault. Yeah, we sent you a fax, Craven. It's not our fault you didn't receive it.
You think this place has a fax machine?
Yes, it does.
Else. It's like 26 levels. And I know it was you that put new three levels over my office, man. That's not cool.
I will not confirm or deny that was me, but...
Where can people find you on the internet, Bede?
Yeah, well, if people want to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Jemine. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com, and you can listen to my solo podcast, Bede versus the Living Dead, on all podcast streamers everywhere. But in terms of everything, this show, you can follow the To Be Tuesdays podcast over on supermarcy.com. Listen to this show on either the Super
Network podcast feed or the 2B Tuesdays podcast feed on all podcast streamers everywhere. And if you have been enjoying the show, you can head to patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And just as little as $1 a month, you can get early access to all episodes of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, and including getting to watch our exclusive Patreon only video versions of the show. So head to patreon.com to give your support there. And we all hope you enjoyed this episode as the beginning of Spooky Month. And we'll see you all next time. See you, everybody. Bye.
Well, you can find me at BatchPop4D on my social. Fuck you, Bean.
I did.
You can find me at BatchPop4D on the X, the Instagram, the Blitter, the Blue Sky. It's just BatchPop4D. Follow Pop4D over on the Facebook, and follow Pop4D on all your podcast feeds for more upcoming content besides Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, Awesome Fridays, the Wrestling Tapes, the Final Boss, and much, much more. Okay, now we can end the show, B.
Yes, we can end the show. Yes, apologies for that. I blame Craven for interrupting the flow of our ending. Damn it, Craven. But anyway, so
I did nothing, man.
All righty, we'll see you all next time, everybody. See you next Tuesday. Bye.
Deep into my eyes. It's really gonna rattle your bones.
Wow.
Isn't that cute?
The hilarious House of Frankenstein, next at the drive-in.